just in case you're new to the show, I have a son. He's 8 years old. We started recording him, I don't know, like 6, 8 months old, trying to figure out exactly what he was trying to say.
Right. Thus the name.
Right. And now it's evolved into he just shares his thoughts about the world and what's going on around him.
Right.
Kennedy was able to get him Santa's phone number.
What?
And he comes to me the other night. He's like,
I know people.
Can I text Santa? Can I text Santa? And I'm like, well, no, it's like 8. It's too late. You got to text earlier.
So yeah, because he's in North Pole time zones.
Exactly.
You know, it's tough.
And I know Santa goes to bed early sometimes. So then he came at me the next day at like 4:30. He's like, text Santa, text Santa. And here he is recapping what happened when he texted Santa Claus.
How's he even texting us back? I mean, it's the North Pole. It's like a million miles away.
He's probably got Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
What do you think he's texting on?
He could be texting on anything. He has elves. He could be texting on the newest phone there is in the possible world.
That is a really good point. So what did you say to him when you first texted him?
I said, hey, it's me, Barrett. I just wanted to see if you're around.
And what did he say?
Well, hello, Barrett. How are you today? And I said, I am very good today. Am I on the naughty list or not?
Were you so scared to ask him that question?
Direct question.
Scaredest person on earth. I thought he would say no.
And what did he say?
He said, well, I'm afraid that's a list I'm still working on. But I heard you had a great report card today. I am very proud of your hard work. And he wasn't even there.
I mean, that is incredible. We just got your report card back today, and he already knew.
I mean, that's inside a, like, guarded school. How the heck could he see inside?
So what else did you say to him?
I said, wait, what? How did you know that? And he said, because I'm Santa. I know everything. I have my elves everywhere. In fact, I think one of my elves is in your freezer right now. That's my elf in my freezer right now. He's actually in my freezer. And then I said, well, I gave my list to one of your helpers at the mall, but I want to ask you too for some Hot Wheels, and you might be a little mattress topper and some Legos.
And what did he say to all of that?
I did get the message.
That means, you know, how you gave your list.
Oh. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Don't pass out.
He was just overwhelmed with emotion. He was talking to Santa.
He really asked for my pillow mattress topper.
He's only 25 years old.
He's like 55 years old. What kid?
And he'd rather eat a spinach salad than a hamburger.
A My Pillow mattress topper.
Am I on the naughty list or not?
That was,
I mean, coming in hot, right?
No,
I need to know right now.
You got to ask the direct questions, and Santa appreciates that, I'm
guess
sure.
You're right.
You know, he doesn't have a lot of time. He's texting everybody. He's got his minions everywhere. What the hell was Ziggy doing in the freezer?
I don't know. Ziggy the elf, you know.
Did he get caught with some vodka or something?
Well, he lives in the North Pole, so every once in a while, he just likes to, you know, hang out in the
freezer.
Feel
like he's home.
Right, exactly.
One last thing before I have to go. Did you enjoy the Nutcracker last night? It's one of my favorites. What the heck?
He knew you went to see the Nutcracker Ballet with Mom and Aunt Lane and Mimi. You also texted him a picture, didn't you?
Yeah. I was like, what the heck? And then...
What did you finish it up with in the text message?
Thank you. And I'll be... sure to leave you some cookies and milk on our table. I'm so glad and then he said, I'm so glad. I have to go feed my reindeer, but I'm proud of your hard work in school, and I want to thank you for helping to give toys to other kids this year. Be good. And then I said bye.
So he knew about our 10,000 toys for girls and boys?
Well, I mean, I get that he knew that, but how the heck did he know that we... Actually, I don't get that he knew that.
So he knew we were collecting toys at your school. How are you feeling after hearing all of this tonight?
I'm about to pass out.
It's pretty crazy. He's awesome.
One girl in my school today, she said Santa Claus isn't real. And I'm like, what? It's just people say that. Because I don't know why.
It's crazy that they don't believe.
It's like they're telling a myth. Santa Claus is real. Who does not believe in Santa Claus?
I don't know. Somebody that doesn't believe in Santa Claus, it's just, I feel bad for them.
Yeah, they're getting cold this year, I guess.
They are getting cold this year, probably. All right, I love you.
Love you, too. Mm. And underwear.
And underwear?
Yeah.
Coal and underwear? Actually, I wouldn't mind getting some underwear.
I wouldn't either. I need some.
All right.
Your house is so weird.
I love him.
I didn't know Santa was a fan of the Nutcracker.
Right?
I mean, I learn more about the big guy every day. It's wonderful. I'm 42 years old, and I just learned that Santa's into ballet. That's awesome.
Who does not believe in Santa Claus?
It's a myth?
Not me.
Something?
My Grinch heart just grew 3 sizes.
That's awesome.
Am I on the naughty list or not?
Or what?
What?
Everybody's getting underwear.
Somebody just texted. You can text Santa? Kids these days, they're so lucky.
I remember mailing my letter to the North Pole.
I know. Back, we had to send letters. Now you just text him.
Lucky kids.
I didn't have stamps. I didn't have stamps back then.
Well, that was very nice of you to get that number for him, Kennedy.
I'm here for it.
That was very sweet.
You know, if I can't have the Christmas spirit, then someone else should.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.